little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
I'm Fatoumata Diawara. I will be singing the song Dundo from the album Fame 4.
Our guest this week is Fatoumata Diawara. It's been 7 years since her debut album, Fatu, announced the arrival of an artist remarkable even by the recent bountiful standards of her native Mali. Though her new second album, Fenfo, has been a long time coming, it's not like she didn't have other things going on. She has maintained her parallel career as an acclaimed actor and participated in several ambitious collaborations, sharing studios and stages with musicians including, but by no means limited to Mani Diabate, Damon Albarn, Vincent Segal, and Paul McCartney.
Jenny, oh,
welcome to the sessions at Midori House. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
Before I ask anything else, I did think we should make it clear to the listeners that everything they have heard or are about to hear is all you, because there are points at which it will sound like there's several backing singers and at least two guitarists, but that is all you. How long did it take you to evolve that setup with the loops and the effects?
How long? The loops came after when the album had been done. You know, my manager wanted me to keep the backing vocal on stage. And today you can get, you know, 7 or 10 people on stage. And we are already 5 people on stage. So we said, okay, maybe we could add some effects and put in some loop to make a backing vocal. And I have learned it was very easy for me.
The new album is called Fenfo. My Bambara is not everything it might
perfect.
Be.
It's perfect. Your Bambara is perfect.
But that means something to say, right?
Yes. Fenfo means something to say. It means a lot to me because when I say something to say, it's also because of from the first album to the second, it's 7 years in a between. And that was long. Some of people was asking me, what about your second album? And, you know, and this, when I say something to say, it's to remind them that I still have as many songs. I still writing songs. I still, you know, I'm not lost, you know, because I've been doing a lot of collaboration in the between, like a 7 album, and all artists are great. And it was like necessary for me to collaborate, to know more about music, you know, to learn, because in Mali we don't have I didn't go to school to how to learn music, you know, and I'm learning day by day. It's like a food, you know, it's like a cooking, it's like a big school, a good experience to me. And also the meanings of this song in the album, it's about a baby telling to his parents, why you didn't tell me, mom, why you didn't tell me that the world was so crazy, a place where people are fighting for their colors. We forget that we are all the same, and then we should enjoy our diversity, you know. It's a baby talking to his parents. You know, this song, it's like, the album, I can say, it's dedicated to all voiceless people. Okay, mama.
Your country is, of course, Mali, which you did leave for quite a long time. Do you live there more or less permanently again now?
Yes, I do have my house there. And then I often go back since 2012. Because when we started to have a very bad situation, you know, political situation, when the putschists came in 2012, you know, I did my comeback. I went back home, built my own house, just to be in touch with my generation, because my type of writing song is really different to before, the generation before.
In what way?
Yeah, it's a very direct. I like to talk about, you know, social protest songs, you know, and it's more between our generation and the generation before. I'm in the middle. Our parents think differently. And with me, with my songs, it's like we're more connected. I'm their voice. When I wrote the song Maliko, talking about peace, you know, when I say, you know, we were like 60 people singing for peace and everything, this didn't happen before in Mali. And people from that day, they really appreciate and respect me a lot. Even all great big artists, Toumani is a big friend of mine, Oumou Sangare, they all see me as a very different person, but in the good way, because they know that all I'm doing is for the changing. I want the best for my country. And that's why when I'm in Bamako, I feel really respectable, even from the government and everything, you know, they understand my, you know, my aim. All it's about love. All it's about to give a chance to the new Africa, you know. I'm dreaming to a new Africa, the Africa who doesn't complain, the Africa responsible. The young generation be able to introduce Africa by themselves. And through that, I can save many women also, because today we do have a lot to do for women. And if I, by doing this, I can really save many young generation, female generation coming. You know, all it's about the future. Nterini.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Fatoumata Diawara. Her new album, Fenfo, is out now. She's playing dates across Europe throughout the rest of the year, including two in London this November. See fatoumatadiawara.com for more details. This show was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee and produced by Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time next week for more live music. But for now, from me, Andrew Muller, goodbye. I want to know. Jara biwale yoro janta la. Hanya na vinde benane ben kanfe. Shiri wale yoro jansila. Hanya na vinde benane ben kanfe. Ako jara bitala yoro jana ale mason sigima. So I'm a dad in Nana.
Nun tala yorojana ale mason segima.